We're doing the Sefer Mitzvot HaKatzal, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a short version of the 613 Mitzvot. He took only the Mitzvot that are relevant now, so you don't have 613. He only took the Mitzvot that are applicable today. This isn't the Sefer Halacha. The Chafetz Chaim wrote it with the opinion of the Rambam. And there are things that in Halacha we don't go like the Rambam. So we cannot learn Halacha from this. This is just so we should be familiar with what are the 613 Mitzvot. First Mitzvah, Mitzvah Lamin Sheyesh Eloah Nimtza, to believe that there is Hashem who exists. He exists now. Shneimal, that's the first of the 10 commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Vehu Yitbarach Veitale. And He, the exalted and blessed, Himtzi Kol HaNimtzaim V'chol HaOlamot. He created everything that exists in all the worlds. Mikocho V'chavtzo Yitbarach, because He, with His strength, wanted to. Hu HaMashgiach Al Kol Davar, and He looks at everything. V'zeu Yisod HaDat, and this is the fundamental of the religion. You want to know what's the tenet of the faith? Fundamental, that Hashem is the creator of the world and looks at the world and He gives the strength. He created everything that's here. Umi shelo yamin ze, whoever doesn't believe this, hu kofer ba'ikar, he is denying the most basic principle of Judaism. Ve'en lo chelek u'zchut b'Yisrael, he has no portion or right among the Jewish people. D'chayvim anu limso nafshenu mu'udenu al emunah zo, and we have to be willing to give up our lives and our money over this belief. If someone says, bow down to the idol, he created the world. No. I'm going to kill you if you don't. Okay? I don't give in. This is one of the things we have to be willing to give up our life on. Vayikar sheikba b'nafsho she'emet kenu. And the main point there is that a person has to work on connecting with this concept. It's not just something we read. The idea that Hashem created the world, is watching over the world, He's the only one. This idea a person has to put into his nefesh, that this is the truth. And anything else is impossible. This is a mitzvah tmidit. This is a mitzvah that is consistent every minute. It applies to men and women. Clear?
Yes, a question. What's the limit of that Avodah Zarah? Tagid, שהפסל הזה, זה, לא יודע. מה, איפה אפשר להגיד, זה אפשר, זה לא אפשר?
Good question, not for now. So, we can't do all the הלכות of each mitzvah. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch on this. סימן אינו יורדע. מצווה ב' מצווה תעשה לייחד השם יתברך להאמין אמונה שלמה שהוא אחד בלי שום שיתוף. To know that Hashem is one, לייחד, right? But that's what we do when we say שמה ישראל השם וכן הוא השם אחד. He's the only one, and to know that there's no partners. And that's the פסוק שנאמר שמה ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד. השם our God, Hashem is one. וזו עיקר האמונה, and this too is a main principle of Judaism. אחר ידיעה ראשונה שיש אלוה נמצא, after the first mitzvah, the first thing you have to know is that Hashem exists and created the world. The second thing you have to know, צריך להאמין באמונה שלמה שהוא אחד, פשוט בתכלית האחדות. He is one, simple, one. And to the greatest degree of singularity. Ve'ino guf, he doesn't have a physical body, ולא ישיגה ומשיגה הגוף. And us physical beings, we cannot understand Hashem, because He's not within our limited world. Okay, we'll digress for 1 minute, a little bit of philosophy. This is my understanding in this. What is the first understanding of God? The first understanding of God. This isn't Torah. This is the first understanding a person could have of God. So we say, man created man, created man, created man, right? Man's father was a man, whose 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 father was. At some point you reach a question mark. What's that question mark? You say, well, where did it all begin? So you say, I don't know. You say, what do you mean you don't know? That where are people born? From other people. So where were people always born? From other people. So where did it all begin? I don't know. But whatever you answer me, I'll say, where did that come from, right? Whatever you tell me was the beginning, I'll say, well, where did that come from, right? So there has to be something that I say is not included in the set, in our perception, right? So the first definition of God, before we understand anything else, is that God is beyond our perception, by definition. That's what we just read. Ve'lo yesigeu masigeu aguf. We cannot perceive Him. Why not? Because we're, by definition, the first definition of God is He's beyond your perception. He's beyond the limitations of this world. That's the first definition. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the mitzvah. V'lo yikreu mikre aguf. And he is not affected by the things that affect physical people. Ven shenilo, and there's no second to him. Umibalado en Elohim, and there is no other than him. There is no God. He's the only force in the world. He is God, and there is no other. Emunazo chayvim nu b'cholet u'b'chol rega. We are obligated to this belief every moment, and all at all times. Bishrei munkevot, men and women. Mitzvah number three. Mitzvah tesei le'ehov Hashem itvach b'chol libo b'chol nafsho b'chol meodo. That is the commandment. We're doing first all the mitzvot asei, the positive commandments. So this is the mitzvah to love Hashem with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might or all his strength. Chol nafsho b'chol meodo. Shenimal, as the pasuk says in Shema, v'avtat Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol meodecha. Love Hashem your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength or all your money. V'adech la'avato. How do you get there? How do you get to love Hashem? Shenitbonen b'fulotav, when we look at Hashem's actions. We can't look at Hashem. We could look what Hashem does. Right? That's the Kuzari. Remember the Kuzari? He said, if they told you about a king that does so many kind things and you saw the kind things that he does, that's an example to Hashem. We don't see Hashem. When they left Mitzrayim, they saw prophecy. We don't see prophecy. So what do we see? We see what Hashem does. How can we connect to Hashem? We could look at what Hashem does in the world. Till we reach a point where we can understand Hashem at the greatest level that we can. And then the heart gets excited to love Hashem. So a person could look at big things. He could look at the stars. He could look at the galaxy. He could look at the moon. He could look all around and say, wow, look at this amazing world. A person could look at small things. He could look at science. He could look at a microscope. He could look at the little things. See how Hashem made everything. A person looks. A person could look at things in his life. A person could look at things in the world. When a person stops and looks, notices the world that Hashem created.
What the book Beyond the More Reasonable Doubt suggests.
It's a Rambam.
It's like the same.
Maybe, it's Rambam,
maybe it's
Rambam.
From Rambam.
Yeah, this is all from the Rambam. But the Rambam elaborates. The Chafetz Chaim is short. This is Sefer Mitzvot HaKatzar. The short book of mitzvot. So we elaborate a little bit. Bezot ahava mechuyevet eleinu. And this is our responsibility, this love. V'yasim kol machshavotav la'avat Hashem itbarach. So a person has to focus his thoughts to love Hashem. This takes work. This is a Jewish concept that we control our thoughts. When the Torah says, lo tachmod, Torah says, don't want. What do you mean? But I do want. No, don't want. But that's what my mind says. No, you control your mind. We are one of the Ten Commandments from the beginning. Hashem said, control what you think. Control what you think about your neighbor's wife, about his house, about his animals. Not only to overcome the desire, also to control what I think about. So I have to focus my thoughts. She'en hayetzer tokef ela et halev apanuy min hachokhma, the Rambam writes. The desire only attacks a person when his heart is clean of wisdom. When your heart is busy with positive, then there isn't so much room for the negative to come in. If you're busy learning Torah, then your mind isn't in the internet and the TV and everything, all the other garbage. If a person is looking around, he's not in the Torah, he's checking out what's who's walking on the street and how the person is dressed on the bus, but he's not looking at a sefer on the bus. He isn't thinking about mitzvot, then his mind starts to wander. The Torah tells us we have mitzvot. We have mitzvot what to focus on, what to look at, what to think about. One of the things we should spend our time thinking is the kindness Hashem does for us. You know, I started recently. I felt that when I say the brachot in the morning, usually, unless you come early, 10 minutes before davening to shul, so the first brachot in the morning, you rush through those brachot, right? So I'm sitting on a bus, and a blind person comes on the bus. And I clear the seat for them, and I say to myself, wait a second. I have a gift. I have sight. Did I say thank you to Hashem about that gift? I said, Pokeh Ibrahim, I said a blessing this morning. How focused was I on that blessing? So I take the bus every day, coming here, going back. And for some reason, there are a lot of handicapped people that come on the bus. And every time I tell myself, did I say enough thank you? Was I focused enough this morning? Because look, there are other people who don't have what I have. Tells us the Rambam, a person has to focus his mind on appreciation for what Hashem gave him. And the love, the connection between him and Hashem. And here, again, we'll go off to a little bit of philosophy. There's a secret gift in this mitzvah. This mitzvah, at first glance, is a responsibility. I have to love Hashem. Okay, you're telling me who to love? You'll notice it doesn't say you have to love your parents. It says honor them. Respect them. It doesn't say love them. But it does say you have to love Hashem. It doesn't tell us to love anyone else. It says, "V'avtal re'acha kamocha." You have to treat your other Jew, any other Jew, like he was part of you. It doesn't say to love.
Et hager. Et hager.
V'avtem et hager, right? You have to treat him with love too, right? Right? When Yaakov, in last week's parsha, gets the bracha from Yitzchak, Yitzchak begins the bracha by telling him, Re'ei Reach, Bini. What's he telling Yaakov? He says to him, Re'ei Reach, notice smell, my son. Re'ei Reach. Why should I notice smell? What's so important about smell? Nothing. Exactly. Kereach sadeh asher berecho Elokim. Hashem gave us a field. The field has food. Hashem didn't have to put a good smell in the food. It's enough that Hashem gave us the food, right? No. Kereach sadeh, but Hashem gave you a field. You walk into an apple field. Ah, good smell of apple. You walk into a lemon field. Ah, smell of lemon. Re'ereach b'ni. Yaakov is coming to get the brachot from Yitzchak. Yaakov is about to get big brachot, right? Ten lecha Elokim. Before Yitzchak gives him all the brachot, he says, wait, you want real bracha in your life? You want bracha? Bracha begins with you. With Re'eh, what do you see in your life? You, Yaakov, you. He thinks he's blessing Yitzchak. He's talking to Yaakov. He thinks it's Esav. It's really Yaakov. But he says, you, my son. You want bracha? Bracha begins with you. With Re'eh Re'ach. Notice little things like smell. Notice it's the bracha Hashem gave.
Subtle.
Right. If you will notice, then I could continue giving you bracha. But if you don't notice the blessing in your life, whatever I give you is not bracha. Bracha is only when you notice. Ezo ashir hasamech be'oshro. Be happy with the wealth Hashem gave you. Every one of us has our own wealth.
So one of the ways to get this is with the Cheshbon HaNefesh, right? You can see all the things, all the good things that you have, right? And also all the things that you need to improve.
So this mitzvah, the Avat Hashem, is not only an obligation, it's also a gift. Because if the way to recognize Avat Hashem is to look at what Hashem is doing in the world, then when we do this mitzvah, we'll also lead a happier life. But that's not the point of the mitzvah. I'm just saying we should notice. It's not just a mitzvah, oh, I have to love Hashem. No. It's also a mitzvah, look at what Hashem gave me. I take time to look at the world.
Look the wood in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something in Ashura of Rav Feierman, I heard about the Abad Shetluya Badavar.
Yeah.
Abba, a love that depends in something. But lichora, apparently, this is not good. As we must love Hashem because kol ha'olam, kol ha'frat ufrat, kol ha'...
You're saying it's an excellent question. The answer that I think it says in the Rambam on that Mishnah of Avash Kleav Devar, and on the Rambam's introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, will take too long to discuss tonight. If you remind me, Bezrat Hashem, we could come back. Okay? You want, I'll tell you in 1 minute, but I don't know if you'll understand it. Should I say in 1 minute? Okay. Point number one, we evolve. There are levels.
We
grow.
Yeah.
So there are levels of love. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. That at the beginning it's more like Avashitluya Bedava. And the truth is that it takes time for a person to grow beyond that in any relationship. Most of our relationships are avashat v'avdavah. Look at the Rambam over there on that Mishnah, where the Rambam breaks down the different types of love that there are in the world, the different types of relationships. Look at the Rambam on the Mishnah, Knei lecha chaver, Aseh lecha rav, and Knei lecha chaver. The Rambam over there breaks down what relationships are there in the world. Most of our relationships are because I'm getting something out of it. So, yeah, to an extent. Secondly, here it's slightly different because you're analyzing not only Hashem in my life, but Hashem in the world. Meaning it's not so much Talui B'Davar that's connected to me, right? And the third point we'll leave for now. Back to our mitzvah. Ve'en ha'adam ohev la'kadosh baruch hu ela vadat she'yeda'ehu. A person doesn't love Hashem in any other way other than when he can know Hashem. The way to love Hashem is to know Hashem. Ve'al pi ha'adat tihye ahava. The more you know, the more the love. Imat mat v'imarbe arbe. Be it a little, be it a lot. So how do you get to know Hashem? Lefichach tzrich adam liyachid atzmo. That's why a person has to set aside, he has to be alone. להבין ולהשכיל בחוכמות ותבונות המודיעים כבוד קונו. To learn the wisdoms that teach us Hashem's honor, כפי כוח שיש באדם להבין ולהשיג. Everyone according to his capacity. So a person can learn a little bit of Rambam, a person can learn Kuzari. A person has to spend time, he has to take part of his day to learn this. Because the more he understands Hashem, חובת הלבבות, the more he understands, the more he can mimkayem this mitzvah. And when we learn these things, that's a part of fulfilling the mitzvah of Avat Hashem. Clear? V'hi min ha-mitzvot shechiyav adam cholet uv'chol rega. This too is one of the mitzvot that apply all the time. V'nichlal b'mitzvah zo. Oh, and here we have an amazing point. Part of this mitzvah, says the Rambam, included in this mitzvah, lekarev bnei adam la'avodato yitbarach. To bring other people close to Hashem's avodah. Ule'ahev oto al b'riyotav. And to cause other people to love Hashem. That's part of this mitzvah. Kama Avraham Avinu alav Shalom, just like it says by Avraham Avinu, shenemar v'tanef shashar suv charan, that Avraham Avinu brought other people close to Hashem. Umipnei ze kro, kadosh baruch hu ohavo, shenemar Avraham Avi. That's why Hashem says, you know Avraham loves me? How do you know? Because he gets other people to do the avodah of Hashem. When a person tells other people about the beauty of being a Jew, of keeping Shabbat, when he expresses his joy in being an Eved Hashem, that's part of the expression of the Ahava that a person has to Hashem. You will see Bezrat Hashem when you get engaged, that one of the things you want, or married, oh, you're married. Salto, I didn't know. You didn't invite me to the wedding. when a person, so one of the things a person wants to do is to tell everyone else how great their spouse is. That's ahava. When a person has a child, he wants to tell everyone how smart the boy is. When you love, you want other people to recognize, other people to connect. So part of ahavat Hashem, if it's really there, the expression of it is when he also tells other people, when he tries to show other people. Tov,
Baruch Hashem. But Rabbi, not always, right? Some people they are made to make kiruv because because their personality is proper.
Practical applications, right? Of this is a class on its own. We're just learning the mitzvah now. We're not learning the halachot. You're right.
Some people is more shy.